hearts to the word of the Lord today, praise God, looking there in, amen, praise God, the book, amen, praise God, of Chronicles, chapter number 14, we, amen, praise God, see that, amen, God is bringing to pass, amen, what he has ordained. Because, praise God, amen, it was only, amen, a couple of years after Saul, praise God, had been, amen, anointed as king over Israel, that God had found disfavor in him. And, amen, praise God, God had, amen, praise God, rejected Saul from being king, amen, praise God, and had chosen another king after his own heart. And while, praise God, amen, it was a short time after, amen, praise God, Saul had become king, that he was rejected by God, amen, praise God, the manifestation of that, amen, praise God, took a good while longer, amen, but eventually, praise God, amen, God had, amen, David elevated to the place that he was anointed to be in, amen, from the time that Samuel had come down to Jesse's house and inquired of his sons. And amen, praise God, out of eight brethren, praise God, amen, David himself was chosen, hallelujah, even though not considered by his father, yet he was chosen by God, amen, to be king over Israel. Sometimes, praise God, when God has made a choice and made a decision, we don't always see it brought into effect right away. Amen. But what God has purposed to do, he will do. So make no mistake about it. If God has it in his plan and in his purpose, it will surely come to pass. Amen. We may have to wait on the Lord sometime, but scripture gives us encouragement and tells us to wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of a good courage. Can you say amen? And scripture also reflects on the condition of those that wait on the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, praise God, they will run and not be weary. You better give him a praise. They will mount up with wings as eagles. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so it pays to wait on the Lord. Amen. Because, amen, he's a God that cannot and will not ever fail. Isaiah says, hast thou not known and hast thou not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, and neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. You better give him a praise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Those that running get weak and weary sometime. Even the young men will utterly fall. But they that wait up, you better give him a praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, praise God, when we've waited and when we have trusted God to do what he has promised to do, amen, the day arrives, praise God, when David is anointed king, and the Philistines hear it. Can we say amen? And amen, they come to the valley of Rephidim. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because the enemy always will oppose the plan of God. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Amen. The devil don't never want what God has ordained to come to pass. And so he's always trying to hinder and trying to block and trying to get in the way and trying to turn, amen, away the purposes of God. But the good news is, amen, that God is a mighty warrior. And amen, praise God, he will not be defeated. And neither will his word be turned, amen, into emptiness. Amen, praise God, his word will never come back to him void, but it will prosper in the things that he sends it. You ought to praise the Lord. Can you say they gathered together when they hear that David is king. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. But remember, praise God, hallelujah, that David, amen, praise God, has walked with God and had experiences with God and has defeated one of their champions, Goliath by name. Can you say amen? And so David is not intimidated by the presence of the Philistine army. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Even though David is courageous and not intimidated by the army, he has wisdom to go to God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, never assume that you got it all together, that you can move on your own. You always need to check in with God. You better give him a praise. Can you say amen? I'll say, you always need to check in with God. And amen. And so praise God. As the army of the Philistines gathered, amen, in the valley of Rephidim, can you say amen? Amen. David went to God and said, shall I go up? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Lord, is this a battle that you want me to fight in? See, praise God, don't assume that you got to fight in every battle. Can you say amen? Why? Because sometimes God says, get behind me. This ain't your battle. This is my battle. Can you say amen? Sometimes all you got to do is get a picture. Put a lamp in it. Can you say amen? You don't need no weapon. Can you say amen? Sometimes all you got to do is send the priest out and march around the wall about 7 times. At the end of the march, give God a shout. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Sometimes you ain't got to fight your battle because God will take up for you. Anybody know God will take up for you? Y'all better give God a praise. You ain't got to say nothing. Amen. You just stand still and you can see the salvation of God. Y'all better praise him. Amen. Praise no part of you. Amen. We ain't got to fight all the time. Amen. Because we got a mighty warrior and he knows how to fight for us. Can you say amen? Amen. So we check in with him. And David checked in. Shall I go up? Shall I go forward in battle? And the Lord had a word for David. He said, yeah, go up, because I've already given you the battle. I've already given you the victory. I didn't know that when you serve God, amen, before you even fight, you can know you got the victory. Before you even enter the battle, you can know it's going to be all right. Mercy. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And so praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah. David went forth. And even David was amazed at how God works. Amen. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, he does amen beyond what we can think of or even ask. He's a mighty great God. Amen. David said, the Lord broke forth upon my enemies like water gushing. Y'all better give him a praise. Can you say amen? He defeated the Philistines. Amen. But listen, the devil, he, amen, he ain't got the message yet. Because he keep coming back again and again. Can you say amen? Knock him down over here and he'll rise up over there. Knock him down again and he'll rise back up again. Knock him down and he keep rising back up. Can we say amen? But that's because it ain't sunk into his mind yet who he's fighting against. Because, amen, there's no counsel, amen, against our God. There's nothing you can do against our God. When God says it, it's already said. I say when God says it, it's already said. Can you say amen? All you gotta do is be a bobblehead.
That's right.
That's all you got to do. Bobble him. Yeah. Can you say amen to Jesus? Amen. He said, I'm going to have the victory. That's all you got to do. He said, praise God. Amen. He'll be there for me in the time of my trouble. Yeah, Lord. He said, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Lord. Yeah, all you got to do. Be able to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It will be just like you said it would be. And in hallelujah, the enemy regathered, regrouped, got together, and came again. Amen. In the valley. Amen. Against hallelujah, David. Can you say amen? I'm glad for David because he did not assume that just because we won the battle, we won the last time. Can you say amen? I ain't got to check back in. Can you say amen? But David, when he saw them gathering together again, amen, he asked God again, shall I go up? Tell your neighbor, you always need to check in with God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, check in the morning. Check in the noonday. Check in the evening. Check in with God. Especially when you're facing the enemy. Because you don't always know what the strategy of the enemy is. Can you say amen? But God already knows what the devil is plotting. Y'all better pray. Amen. The devil never knows what God goes through. But God always knows. Lord, amen, what the enemy is plotting. Y'all better praise him. Don't go up. Can you say amen? They think they got a trap waiting for you. Don't go up. I know what they're planning, so don't go up. But I tell you what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Go up. Amen. And stand by the myrtle tree. Lord, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God know how to position us for victory. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, God know how to position you for victory. If it had been our choice, we may have been running in the valley. But God said, no, no. Amen. Get over my hallelujah, the myrtle tree. Can you say like in Jesus? And I tell you, when you hear a going in the top of the trees, amen, that's going to be your signal to go out in battle. Can you say amen? Why? Because I ain't going to send you out in front of me. I'm going to go out in front of you, and you're going to come behind me. And as you come behind me, you're going to have a victory. You gonna have the victory. You gonna have the victory over the enemy. Can you say amen? Amen. God got a way. Amen. Praise God of scheduling when our victory will come. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We gotta have discipline to follow the plan that God has laid down. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. Gideon and the 300. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Had a signal that when Gideon, amen, burst his candle and shouted, amen, they all were to do it. And amen. Praise God. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Can you say amen? When the priest led Israel around the walls of Jericho, can you say amen? Amen. They went around 6 days in silence. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can imagine what the folk on the wall in Jericho looking at them and say, are they crazy? Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. How you fight a battle just walking around the wall? Can you know how that God had a plan. Y'all better praise Him. And just say amen. The enemy look at you and say, how you gonna win? Praying for me. I'm your enemy. Amen. And you praying for me. How you gonna win? Praying for me. You want me to defeat you? But they don't know. Can you say amen? That God has designed a way for us to have the victory. So we pray for our enemy. Can you say amen? We ain't got to beat them in the head, knock them in the eye, but we pray for them. Can you say amen? We pray for them that despitefully use them. How you gonna win like that? Praying for your enemy. The Muslims, I don't mean no harm, but they think y'all Christians, us Christians, are crazy. Can you say amen? How you gonna love your enemy? You supposed to hate your enemy, not love your enemy, but God got a better plan. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God always has a better plan. Can you say amen? And so they march around until that last day. Can you say amen? Amen. There's a time, sometime, when you've been holding your side. Lord, have mercy. There's a time, sometime. Did I say sometime now? Amen. That you've been holding back. Can you say amen? But there come a time when that fire that is shut up in your bones is gotta come out. I gotta pray. I gotta give them the glory. I gotta magnify. Amen. When I think, if you think on the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for you, if you remember where He brought you from, if you remember what He kept you from, if you remember how He made a way out of no way, if you recall, you should have been dead. Can you say amen? But you ain't dead. You alive just because the Lord let you live. There's something down on the inside that will cause you to magnify and to glorify your God. My God, our God is worthy of the praise. Come on, praise. Wait, David. Wait till you hear the sound of a gourd in the top of the mulberry trees. Can you say amen? And so that was a single amen from God that I'm going out before you. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. To give amen victory. Amen. So come on behind me and take up the victory that I am purchasing. Amen. For you. And when we think about what He did on Calvary, can you say amen? Amen. He went and gathered up, amen, those that were believers in Him and brought them out and raised them up. Can you say amen? And looked upon us that are still trusting for a victory in Him. If He did it for them, He can do it for me. Can you say amen? If He did it before, He can do it again. If He was pleased to deliver the believer then, guess what? He's still pleased to deliver. Amen. The believer. We only gotta give Him glory and give Him praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. On our side, we have an expected outcome. Our expectation is victory. You need to believe you're going to get the victory. Tell your neighbor, believe you're going to get the victory. No matter how deep your valley, no matter how high your mountain, no matter how severe your storm, believe that God is able to give you victory. And on that faith that God is able, you are to rejoice in the God of your salvation. He is my rock.
my keeper as my deliverer. And the devil will try again and again and again. But every time he rise up, the enemy is only defeated. On all of the time that the enemy tried. Can you say amen? But he got defeated. Y'all better clap. Can you say amen? He tried, amen, to cut off the righteous line. He tried to kill Abel. And he thought it was all over. But guess what? God raised up another seed called Seth. Y'all better pray. You better amen. Hallelujah. When, amen, the pharaohs that knew Israel had died and Israel was in bondage for 430 years. Can you say amen? And Pharaoh thought he would not let Israel go, but 10 plagues later. Can you say amen? I say 10 plagues later. Can you say amen? Before Moses ever came to lead Israel out, can you say amen? Hallelujah. They had made an agreement in Egypt to cut off the male children. Are y'all hearing me? But God gave Moses' parents, amen, wisdom to put him afloat on the water. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The devil wanted to kill him. Can you say amen? But God had an ark for him. It was an ark for his salvation. Guess what? When God saved you, you don't know how many others you might affect for salvation. Y'all better pray in here. That little baby in that ark would bring out 600,000 men, not counting women and children out of bondage. Are y'all hearing what happened? The devil got defeated. Can you say amen? Lord, at the Red Sea, can you say amen? When the devil made up in his mind, I can go anywhere that those people of God go. But the devil is a liar. He can't walk up where you walk up, because you don't walk up on your own. You walk by the grace of Almighty God. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? I can go where they went. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, the world can't follow you. They got to join with you. Can you say amen? They can't go where you go. Amen. I can walk through the valley of a shadow of death. I won't fear no evil. You know why? Because God. Pharaoh's army. Can you say amen? They all got drowned. What happened? The devil got defeated again. Lord, I ain't got time. Lord, you know, amen, freedom of God. You know, Herod, can you say amen? Wanted to kill. Y'all, hear me? Tried to cut the Messiah off before he got here. Can you say amen? But guess what? God completes chips. Yeah, he can. He got moved. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God got moved. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God got moved. Can you say amen? He can move you out of the hand of the enemy. He can move you out of the valley. He can move you out of the storm. He can move you out of the rain. God got say he would lie. Yes, say amen. But guess what? God moved on the wise. Don't go on nothing. Can you say amen? Don't tell us nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. He killed a lot of innocents.
Comes in the earth. Amen. Praise God against the people of God.
That's what they do.
He
during the time of the tribulation comes against them, the Antichrist and his armies stand against, amen, God. But guess what? The beast is taken. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Why? Because God comes, amen, with the armies of heaven. Can you say amen? The sword, amen, is a flame of fire and a sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. Amen. And he has, amen, on his vesture. Lord, have mercy. Amen. A vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. Y'all better pray. You better give him praise. Needless to say, amen, the armies of the earth cannot hold back the plan of God. God has determined to establish a kingdom in this very earth. And amen, and all that the enemy does to resist only ends in, amen, the armies being defeated, the beast and the false prophet being cast into the lake of fire, and the devil himself being locked up in chains and cast into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. The war number two, the result was the devil was defeated again. Can you say amen? Last battle, battle number three. Can you say amen? What you doing, God? I want to show you, amen, without, amen, doubt, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. I want you to know that I'm God. I'm a mighty warrior. Praise God. I'm the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? He's a Lord. Amen. He's mighty in battle. He's a Lord of hosts. He is a King of glory.
Yes.
1,000 years later.
Oh my God.
You see, locked the devil up 1,000 years.
Yeah,
he's still
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
1,000 years later, he's still the devil. And there ain't no hope for that, brother.
That's right.
He ain't my brother. Let me get that right. Can you see? Can you see? But ain't no hope for that devil. Amen. Lock him up 1,000 years. When you loosen, he's still the devil. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, the devil don't change. So don't try to be changing. Or the devil don't change. Somebody recognize the devil. Don't try to change it. The devil don't change. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God, identify the devil. Can you say amen? But don't be trying to change it. Because the devil don't change. He'll bobble at you too.
Yes, he does. That's right.
Yeah, the devil will agree with you.
Yeah, sure will.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah,
you can do it.
That's what he
said. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. It's like them guys robbing the bank. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And the one in the leader or the one in the group said, yeah, y'all can do it. Y'all can do it.
That's what they said.
Somebody said, go down. They go in and he's back.
That's right, they only do.
He's back up. He said, thank you, Jesus. What? He's going to let you take the fall. And that's what the world does. Amen. They'll be with you till the trouble comes. When the trouble comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. They got some excuse, some reason.
That's
amen. They're going to let you take the fall.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God, the devil will tell you, man, yeah, you got this. Amen. Don't worry. I got you. Can you say me? But you believe a lie. Amen. Pray God, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Because when it comes down to it, the devil know. Can you say amen? He's going to leave you there all by yourself. Those people that have committed violent crimes,
amen.
And amen, praise God, and done horrible things. Soon as they kill up the bunch that they don't kill up, then amen, praise God, they come back
amen.
To who they are.
Yeah,
yeah. He's done them now.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's playing.
Amen. Yeah. He done got you to do this and do that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, do that, do that, do that. And then, amen, praise God, when the light comes,
that's right.
He done.
That's right.
There you is standing right there.
That's right.
is all you, Dad.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll go before us. Yes. He'll go with us. Yes. He'll be our reward. Yes. Can you say
amen?
So the devil gets out after 1,000 years. Can you say amen? And he goes over the nations. Amen. Gog and Magog. Can you say amen? And he gathers a group of people together. Amen. That have only known righteousness and love from God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God. How good people treat you don't always affect you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's the truth. You can be good to some people.
Yes.
You're still unaffected.
That's true.
Why? Because it's about their heart.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Praise God. You can bend over backwards if you want to. Amen. Praise God. And if you bend over backwards, they'll say bend over frontwards. Sorry, they step over. And they'll walk
that's
over
right.
you.
Yeah.
Can you say
right.
amen?
Wow.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen. Praise God. Don't start to think in your mind that just because you be good to folk.
That's right.
It's going to affect their heart.
That's right, Dad.
Can you say
amen?
It's about their heart.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can be good to people.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And God, amen, has raised up a generation who has not known sorrow, not known pain, not known suffering.
Oh, my God.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
All they have known is the righteous rule of God.
Yes.
And still the devil finds something
that's what
to
he
draw
do.
Them against God.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, don't let nothing draw you against God. Nothing draw you against God. God only does you good. He doesn't do you evil. And so then praise God when you get mad with him and his ordinances. Amen, praise God. It's not going to be good for you. Because God only do you good.
Yeah.
So there will never be a reason why you don't need to give him praise.
That's right.
Never.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're sick in your body.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
yes.
Praise God. Things didn't go the way you wanted them. Praise
him. Yes. Hallelujah.
Trouble in your way. Praise
him.
Amen, praise God. We always owe him that. Yes, amen. Because he always does good to us.
Yeah.
The problem is, we just don't always see it or understand.
Help
can you say amen?
Amen.
And God is working for our good. And we make God our enemy. Can you say amen? How are you going to make God your enemy? He don't do nothing to you but bless you. How
are
you going to make God? You know. Well, how are we making God our enemy? Amen. Let me give you the example. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And I'm not trying to push you for your tithes, even though you ought to pay your tithes.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. But, amen. Praise God. God tells Israel, you have robbed me.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. They didn't see God. Amen. Praise God. They didn't reach their hand in God's pocket. Can you say thank you? But God, they didn't put no gun on God. Say,
oh,
yeah. Can you say amen? But God said, you have robbed me in Malachi. He says, you robbed me in tithes and in offering. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So what? They were supposed to bring it into the storehouse and give it to God. So that was their service and their obligation to give to God. And amen. And when they didn't give God what was his due, he said, you robbed me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We give our tithes and we give our offering. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But we also give our praise and our service and our commitment and our love and our fortitude for God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when we hold back on these things, amen, praise God, we are taking away from God what is God's. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the praise is God's. So you ain't supposed to hold it. You're supposed to give him what's his. Can you say thank you to God? Tell your neighbor the glory is God's. So we give him what's his. And when you give him praise and give him glory, you ain't doing nothing special.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, oh.
No, you ain't done nothing special. You say thank you, Jesus. It's your reasonable service. That's what you do. Why are you praising him? Why are you giving him glory? Because I'm the redeemed of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
So they only knew the goodness of God.
Amen.
The devil amassed an army as the sand of the sea. They came up against the holy city.
Amen.
And God simply sent fire down from
heaven.
Burned up all of the enemies. Can you say amen? I say burn up all the enemies.
Oh,
I say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I understand the devil didn't get burned up.
Yeah, right.
All the folk in you.
You get burned up. It's true.
Amen.
But what happened? The devil is.
Yes.
And you say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's never gonna learn until he's thrown into the lake of fire.
Now, God, my God.
That the only testimony that those have who fight against God is this: we will be defeated again.
Yeah.